You're listening to the Murray Claims podcast from Grigger & Young, solicitors and estate agents in Forres and Elgin, Murray. Our aim is to help people in Murray to claim fair and full compensation for personal injury in such a way that it does not cost you anything whether your claim is successful or not. In this podcast, we discuss aspects of personal injury claims so that you can better understand your rights and the way that the Scottish system of claiming for personal injury compensation works. Today, we're looking at the strategies and tactics your solicitor employs in negotiating your personal injury claim. You're listening to the Murray Claims podcast. I'm Peter Brash. One of my favourite cartoons from the 1970s was Paddington. Each five-minute story came on at the end of children's television, just before the evening news. In the episode, Paddington makes a bid. His friend, Mr. Gruber, takes him to an auction sale. Paddington loves it because everyone seems so friendly. People keep waving to him, so of course he waves back. He even raises his hat. The result of his unintended bidding is that he accidentally buys himself a carpentry set and an antique pistol for Mr. Gruber. When he realises how the system works and what he's done, he says, "Perhaps I better not do any more bidding. I don't think bears are very good at it." The story does have a happy ending, however, and it's worthwhile searching it out on YouTube. I really enjoyed hearing the theme tune again after quite a few years. In negotiating a personal injury claim, just as in bidding at an auction, you want to be as good at it as possible. Inevitably, there are lots of variables and uncertainties to overcome. In this podcast, we'll consider tactics and strategies your solicitor employs in negotiating your personal injury claim. We're talking about the stage in a claim where liability has been admitted, and so it's about maximising the settlement figure with the insurers. The hope is that it will be possible to agree a figure by negotiation, but in the background there's always the possibility that you might need to raise a court action to achieve a reasonable level of compensation. We will consider four questions. Firstly, who makes the first move in valuing the claim? Secondly, how likely are the insurers to agree the value of your claim straight off? Thirdly, to what extent should you aim high with your valuation of your claim? And fourth and finally, what are some of the factors that affect the valuation of your claim? We'll also have a look at an example of how a negotiation might proceed in practice. So, moving on with the first of these questions. Do we have to show our hand first rather than let the insurer make an initial offer? This is generally the way it is done. Claims in Scotland are most often negotiated according to a pre-action protocol, basically an agreement between solicitors and insurers on the intimation and handling of personal injury claims. It used to be a voluntary scheme, but for accidents after 28th November 2016, a compulsory pre-action protocol applies. In terms of the protocol, it is envisaged that once liability is admitted, the claimant solicitor will provide a full valuation of the claim for the insurer. The voluntary protocol also includes the following provision. The pursuer's agents will send to the insurer a statement of valuation of claim with supporting documents where the insurer has admitted liability. In theory, it would be possible for your solicitor to send the medical legal report obtained in your case to the insurers and see if they came up with an offer. The problem is that that would only generate an offer in relation to solatium, the pain and suffering element of your injuries, which is all you can really see on its own from the medical report. So your solicitor would then have to still go back to the insurers and explain all the other elements of your claim, which could include things like wage loss, services, and so on. Having considered the question of who generally makes the first move in valuing your claim, we now move to the second question. Will the insurers argue for a reduction in the amount that is claimed? (Music) The answer to this is that the insurer will almost certainly not agree with your first valuation. They'll say it's too high. While there may be good reasons for it in particular circumstances, your solicitor is likely to get an uneasy feeling if the insurer accepts the solicitor's first valuation in full. The third question we wanted to look at was, should the valuation be slightly higher to allow for the likelihood that the insurer will seek to reduce the value of the claim? Your solicitor can do this, but only to a certain extent. Some elements of the claim are more concrete than others. For example, many claims for loss of earnings are really just matters of arithmetic and not capable of producing disagreement to any great extent. On the other hand, even wage loss can be controversial if there is disagreement about the effect the accident injuries had on the length of time you were reasonably off work following your injury. With other parts of the claim, such as the claim for pain and suffering associated with your injuries, which is known as solatium in Scotland, there is always scope for disagreement. The aim is to end up with a valuation which is somewhere between what might be described as the lowest reasonable value and the highest reasonable value for solatium. With some injuries, for example soft tissue injuries or neck and back injuries, there tends to be more scope for disagreement than with more clearly defined injuries such as a fracture. It also depends on how clear the standard guidelines, that's the Judicial College guidelines, are for the particular injury. Some entries in the guidelines are quite vague and general. Others are very specific. For example, there's a value provided for a straightforward collis fracture, which is a particular type of broken wrist affecting the radius bone. It's always likely to be more complicated the more injuries the person has, so multiple fractures and soft tissue injuries will generally make things more complicated to negotiate. There is a limit to what your solicitor can do to beef up the value of your claim. Beyond a certain level of increase, the risk is that your solicitor will lose all credibility with the insurers, and that will damage their ability to negotiate with the insurers and obtain a fair settlement. Your solicitor will discuss with you any offers received from the insurers in detail. It's not possible to predict what response your solicitor's valuation will get from the insurers. We find that it is not so much about differences in the reasonableness of particular insurance companies. It tends to be more a matter of individual claims handlers, in our experience. Having said that, some insurers certainly seem to be more pragmatic and sensible to deal with than others. Where the insurer comes back to your solicitor with a counter-offer, in other words, a lower compromise offer, which is simply a figure without any further explanation, unless that is an obviously good offer in the circumstances, your solicitor will usually ask them to explain the basis of their valuation with reference to case authority, to the Judicial College guidelines, or with reference to vouching that they may have. It's always important to be open to being persuaded that your side's valuation is too high, provided the insurer comes up with a good argument, that is. If they refuse to explain themselves, and some insurers take that line, ultimately, you have to make a decision with your solicitor whether to accept or to litigate, if we're confident we can beat the offer they've made. Having looked at the extent to which you can build up the value of your claim, we now move to the final section, or question 4, as it was posed at the start, in which we look at different facts and circumstances that can affect how your personal injury claim might be negotiated. What are some of the variables that affect negotiation of a personal injury claim? Factors affecting the ease of negotiating a settlement of a personal injury claim could include any or all of the following. The nature of the injuries, for example, whether it's fractures or soft tissue injuries, and whether there are any psychological or psychiatric injuries. The extent of the injuries, for example, whether you've made a full recovery, or are your injuries going to affect your future ability to work. Another factor is the number of individual injuries. Generally, the more injuries there are, the more complicated and potentially difficult it will be to negotiate the claim. the number of heads of claim. And we've talked about things like solatium for pain and suffering of the injuries, wage loss, services, but there may be other complexities because wage loss could include future wage loss, there may be a claim for loss of employability. All of these things will affect the difficulty of valuing and agreeing the claim. The identity of the insurers is also relevant, and as I've mentioned, the identity of the claims handler may also be relevant. Other factors may well apply depending on the circumstances of your case. I find examples are often helpful, and though the details I go on to give now are, as Paddington might say, just the bare essentials, I hope this brief case study of an actual negotiation might be useful for you. As no two cases are ever alike, it's probably dangerous to give an example of how a negotiation might proceed. We've had to anonymise the information, but this example now follows for what it's worth. The initial valuation for the claimant was at £7,870. The insurers came back with a counter-offer of £3,980. They gave no explanation at all of why they had valued the claim at that level. There was no breakdown given. We then replied to the insurers asking for a breakdown before the solicitor at this end took instructions on the offer, basically so that we could explain to our client how they had reached their valuation and why it was so much lower than our own. In response to that, we got an increased offer from the insurers of £5,680, bearing in mind that we had originally valued the claim at £7,870. So they came back with a further increase in their valuation without us having had to go back with any counteroffer, which is pretty unusual in our experience. And they also, at that time, in addition to offering £5,680, they gave an explanation of how they had formulated that offer. We then discussed that with our client, and we went back to the insurers with a counter-offer of £6,480. So we had come down by about £1,300 from the original valuation, and this was on the basis that we considered that the insurers had valued the pain and suffering element of the claim, or the claim for solatium, as it's called in Scotland, by misreading or perhaps misunderstanding the medical evidence. In other words, because of that misunderstanding, we felt that their offer for solatium was too low. So what happened then was that they came back and we agreed the settlement at £6,480. So that meant that the original valuation had been £7,870 by us, the insurer's initial offer had been £3,980, and settlement was agreed at £6,480. So it was a figure in the middle. In this podcast, we've looked at some more specific aspects of the question, how does your solicitor negotiate your personal injury claim with the insurers? I hope you've found the information helpful. If you have any related questions, please get in touch with us. We're always happy to receive questions because it enables us to produce further content in the form of articles and podcasts on this website. The same applies if you would like to inquire about any aspects of our personal injury claim services in Moray and the north of Scotland. All initial contact is free of charge and without obligation. Call us on 01343 544 077, or you can send us a free online inquiry via the Moray Claims website or the Grigger & Young website. Thank you.